I'm Laura McNamara speaking with American Le Mans Series driver Peter Dumbrack. He's the number 31 driver of the Ferrari F430 GT with Peterson Motorsports and White Lighting Racing. And we're here at the pump promotion going on here in Atlanta right before the Petit Le Mans Series race. Let's talk about what's going on.
Well, basically, Ethanol want to promote their brand, their fuel to the mass market. I don't think there's many fuel stations here in Atlanta that actually sell ethanol fuel, so it's a big thing, and it's going to be the next sort of big breakthrough in fuel, I think, in the United States.
Okay, and let's talk about how you feel the fuel has been doing performance-wise in these endurance races.
I think it's working perfectly. You know, we run 10% in our car, but I know that obviously you can get 85% ethanol and 15% proper gasoline. So this is the first step. We'll see, maybe in 5-10 years down the line we'll be running proper fuel. So you know, the future's bright that way.
Have you noticed that it's changed any of the dynamics of the race or anything like that?
Not really. I mean, for a driver, you're basically just trying to get the best you can out of the car. The Ferrari itself is a fantastic car. It's very fast. It's a leading car in the GT2 category. So I think it's very difficult to tell a difference between the car running ethanol and not running ethanol. You know, it's really is a case of it's well blended in now. So it's hard to see any difference in the characteristics.
If there were to be a move for a higher grade ethanol blend, would that be a positive move, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think the less that you use fossil fuels, the better. And I know the US government are really setting aside more and more land for growing corn to make the ethanol. So I can see that that's going to be one of the future things to help the environment.